Hello, Audioboo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. First things first, I wanted to try out the Boomail feature today. I'm getting a bit frustrated with the audio quality on the Audioboo app. And as being as that's the only way I've got a recording at the minute, because I'm still laptopless, it's getting a bit frustrating. The quality's not very good. And I've heard that the iPhone guys use something called Boss Jock Studio, which apparently is much better. I can't find that on Android, so I don't think it exists. And I've tried a couple of others, and they don't really seem to be much better. So if anybody can recommend a good recording app for Android phones, I've got a Galaxy S3, if that makes any difference, then please let me know, and I will give it a whirl, because, I'm getting a bit frustrated with the quality on the app. Not just the quality of the app, lots of things about the app, but you know what I mean. Anyway, we'll not go down that route. What I want to talk about today. This morning, somebody in a very well-intentioned way, I'm a stay-at-home dad, and somebody wished me luck in finding a job. I don't want to find a job, thank you very much. I am a stay-at-home dad through choice. I gave up a business. I was self-employed as a service engineer for a major white goods manufacturer. And I was doing that for 12 years, and I wrapped up the business in order to stay at home with my little boys. My first child went through childcare and nursery, private nursery, that kind of thing. But we decided second time around we wanted to do things a little bit differently. We sort of juggled things around and looked at stuff, and it was always going to be tight, but it made more sense for me to give up work and be the one that stays at home. That wasn't an easy decision to make. But when the decision was made, I was very comfortable with it, and still am very comfortable with it. I can't complain. I've got a brilliant life at the minute. I get all morning to play with my little boy. I get sort of an hour to myself over lunchtime, perhaps. And then I get to drop my big boy off at school and pick him up at 3 o'clock. And yes, as much as they drive me bonkers, hey, I'm a parent. That's part of the course. And I just would not swap the time that I have with them for the world. Yes, I've got to do the horrible stuff like the housework and the laundry and the cleaning and blah, all that horrible stuff. But hey, it's part of the job, and as far as jobs go, it's a fantastic one. The only downside is that the salary is absolutely dire. And that bites. It's biting at the minute, as I keep whinging about. I'm laptopless. I can't do anything about that at the minute. Purely and simply because of the fact that I don't have a salary. So for me to find enough money to go and buy a laptop, I've got to do some serious juggling, sell some stuff and, you know, whatever. Whereas if I was employed, I could probably just click my fingers and go and get one. Rough with the smooth and all that, you know. Hey, yes, it's frustrating not having a laptop. It's not the end of the world. So I wouldn't swap it. I'd much rather have the time I'm getting to spend with my kids than I would having a shiny piece of tech in front of me. Would I? No, of course I would. I'm only joking. So yes, it is frustrating when it comes to salary. But other than that, it's pretty much the perfect job. The only downside is this, and this is where it gets me, is that I find myself being the victim of prejudice. And this sounds like I'm going to go on a bit of a rant here. So bear with me, people. There is a purpose to it. It might sound a bit sort of from the pulpit, but seriously, this is quite a big issue for me and for many others in my position or similar positions. I'm the subject of prejudice on a daily basis, probably on an hourly basis. How can I start? Right, 100 years ago, publicly, longer, sort of behind closed doors and in smaller circles, women have been campaigning for equality, for equal rights. Women want the same salary as men. Women want the same tax banding as men. Women want the same rights with, I don't know, marriage and all that malarkey. They want the same rights. That's fantastic. That's how it should be, in my opinion. I'm a modern man. I do believe that women should be equal. Indeed, if women weren't equal, I wouldn't be a stay-at-home dad. It's only by virtue of the fact that my wife is a successful woman who has been able to pursue a career, partly because I've stayed at home while she's gone out and pursued that career. That's the only reason that I'm able to do what I do now, certainly under the circumstances that I'm doing them in. So I am the epitome of that equality. I am that equality personified, if you like. I have completely reversed the roles from what it was 50 years ago, probably even less than that. I stay at home, my wife goes to work. the complete opposite of how traditionally it would be had women not got the rights that they campaigned so vehemently and so vigorously for. That's a really good thing. When are marketing people going to cotton on to that? When are advertisers going to realise, when is society in general going to realise that that equality is a real thing and it's happening? And it has to work in both ways, because at the minute, women have got all the equality in the workplace. Dads certainly haven't got the equality when it comes to their home. When was the last time you saw an advert on TV for anything kiddie orientated that said anything other than, this is great for mums, mums love this, mums know what's best? When do you ever hear them say what dads want or what dads think is best? You never do. Never. It's always aimed at mums. Quite probably these adverts have been constructed, at least in part, by successful women who've, you know, as a result of this fight for equality over decades, have got the equal rights in the workplace and are able to hold successful careers in a very, very, what used to be a very male-dominated industry in the marketing business. These women are living out that fight for equality, yet they are still engineering and constructing arguments which totally and utterly ignore the fact that in order to get that equality, they need people like me to enable them to pursue these careers. Because even if I was working, and you know, as in if like a lot of families, most families I guess, where both parents are out working, most fathers nowadays will have a very, very active role in the bringing up of their kids. Most fathers will dress their kids, will bath their kids, will change their nappies, will feed the kids, will cook for the kids. So why are fathers never, ever included in any marketing or any advertising? The only occasion I can think of where I've seen it is, believe it or not, on a packet of wet wipes, on a packet of baby wipes from Sainsbury's. There's a little rosette on the front and it says, voted best by mums and dads or something. And that's the only time I can think where dads are actively mentioned even. Not so much targeted, but mentioned in any form of marketing or advertising when it comes to kids. If you don't believe me, sit and watch the TV at primetime tonight. Anything that comes on for kids will be aimed squarely at women. And even if they don't say mums, the colours, the shading, the atmosphere around it will always be aimed at mums. It will always be have a female orientation on it. The dads never ever get a look in. That really sticks in the craw, because here I am epitomising this fight for equality that women have had for years, which I fully support and wholly embrace, but yet I still feel like I am considered to be an inferior citizen by those same women looking at me because I take care of my kids. With regards to their food, I'm very proud of the fact that neither of my kids have ever had a jar of baby food, and I don't just mean a kitten, they have never ever eaten a jar of baby food. I cooked every single meal that those kids had up until they were old enough to kind of venture out and try other things. I cooked all of their purees when they were weaning. I cooked all of their first meals, and I still cook for them probably five nights a week at least. They are cooked from fresh. They're having, you know, fresh whatever I decide to cook them. I come up with the recipes. I buy the ingredients. I cook them. Not my wife. Me. Me as a dad. I am the sole person. I am solely responsible for what my kids eat. But that's not appreciated by anybody in the marketing world. Anybody. Nobody appreciates that. Even at the supermarket when I go and do the shopping, I'm quite often looked at by the checkout staff that I am doing this for my wife. There'll quite often be comments where it's like, oh, you know, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but something like, has she asked you to get that? Just that kind of thing. No, I drew the shopping list. I've come up with the meal plans for this week. It's my recipe. I bought the ingredients. I'll be cooking them. And I'll probably be bloody washing up and tidying up afterwards as well. That's my job. And it's really frustrating. I took my little boy to a toddler group the other week. And I kid you not, it was like walking into the slaughtered lamb. The place just stopped dead when I walked in. And in fact, my little boy was playing with another kid on the floor at one point. And this woman was looking around to see where a little lad had gone. She spotted him, realised he was somewhere near me. And I kid you not, she nearly dropped her coffee and ran across that room in order to grab her little kid away from me, because I was the only bloke there. That's not equality. That's not equality. I'm doing my bit. When are marketing people and when are women in general going to do their bit towards me and others of my ilk? Anyway, that got all a bit very meaningful and deep, didn't it? I just needed to get it off my chest. Rant over. I feel happy now. I'll catch you all later, guys. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.